looking forward to Super Bowl 48 coming up this weekend. It's a fun time, I think. It winds up being a get together in a lot of different ways. Some people do with friends and family, and some a big party. Others with smaller events. Some churches even sponsor their own Super Bowl parties. So, what do you look forward to most as we look forward to Super Bowl Sunday? Maybe it's the game. You could be like Brownie, like our beloved Brownie here. You could be a Denver Broncos fan. He's excited to see his Broncos do well. They're picked to win over the Seahawks. So we wanted to talk Super Bowl in all of its forms here with you this morning. 336-1320 is our phone number. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I'll tell you, I don't know if you've seen it. We've got it posted for you on Kello's Facebook. Budweiser has leaked. They've released their Super Bowl ad for this year. Budweiser is one of those companies that consistently has a great ad in the Super Bowl. Every year, it seems like. When you think back on some of the best ads ever in the Super Bowl, a lot of them are going to be Budweiser ads, I think. They're very memorable ads. And we've got on Kello's Facebook page the latest Budweiser commercial. And it's one that pulls at the heartstrings. Sweet, you know, one of those. They've had some in the past that I think have been quite funny. So that was one of the other things. We were sitting here around here this morning kind of reminiscing about some of the best commercials that have aired during the Super Bowl. And we'd love to compile a list and get your thoughts on that, too. So Super Bowl, it's all fair game this morning. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Brian. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm so looking forward to seeing Denver play. I got a good feeling Denver's going to win, and I think it's going to be it's going to be more of a blowout than people are thinking.
You think so? They're going to stomp on them, huh?
I just think, Seattle's got good defense, but it's kind of tough when you got a quarterback in Manning's caliber to try to stop that.
Yeah, I agree with you. There are a lot of Bronco fans, it seems like, around this part of the world.
I've been told by people, I should be a Vikings fan, and I'm like, why? I said, I got to root for a better team than that.
Yeah, I made that own discovery myself here a couple of years ago. There are better teams around. I agree. So for you this year, you're looking forward most. You're looking forward to the game.
Absolutely.
Sure. What other things? I mean, how do you usually celebrate Super Bowl Sunday? Is it a big deal at your place or not so much?
Well, in the past, I've been at a friend's house. I've had a party at my house. This year, my younger brother is a pastor down in Canton, and he's having a party at the church there. So, and he did the same thing last year. So we're going to do that again this year.
That sounds fun. Well, Brian, thanks for the call and good luck to your Denver Broncos.
Thank you.
You betcha. 13 minutes past 7. We want to get to your thoughts here coming up. Good morning and welcome to the Greg Belfridge Show. The Fox Business Report is on the way. If you've just joined us this morning, of course, Super Bowl 48 coming up this weekend. Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. Weather was initially a concern here because of the polar vortex, all of the cold weather that we've seen. But now forecast apparently 50 for game day. Of course, the game being held late in the day, but they're saying temperatures should still, even by game time, be above freezing. So that's great news. The NFL, there are a lot of, forgive me, but there are a lot of tight colons in the NFL, I think, worried about whether the weather was going to cooperate for that game or not. This is the first time the NFL has chosen a completely outdoor stadium in a cold weather climate for the Super Bowl, which it turns out it looks like it's going to be okay. I thought it was risky that, boy, you're really taking a big chance. It's because it's just completely out of your hands. The NFL has a lot of contingency plans in the effect the weather doesn't cooperate. including delaying the game if necessary to another day and so on, which how you do that, I don't know. I mean, that would be a nightmare. But we're talking about Super Bowl a little bit this morning. We want to get you, what are your plans for Super Bowl 48? Call us 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. It's Friday, and I think a lot of us are looking forward to the weekend, looking forward to the Super Bowl. And so we thought it'd be fun to visit with you about what your plans and the things maybe you look forward to most. How do you celebrate the Super Bowl at your place? Do you have a big party? Is it just with family? Do you tune in to the Super Bowl halftime show? And why do you watch? Is it just for the game, or, you know, for a lot of us, our teams are out, obviously. Maybe we don't have a horse in the race, but it's become this huge annual event for Americans. So what do you look forward to most about Super Bowl Sunday? 336-1320 is our number. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. It's always been fun at our house. Our family we've kind of always gotten, we get a little special spread. We'll maybe get cheese and crackers, and maybe we'll make some barbecued meatballs in the crock pot and that kind of thing, and all sit and watch together and the halftime show. I mean, forgive me, Brownie, you're going to have to prompt my memory. I forget who's doing the halftime show this year. Because I was thinking about it the other day, and they're saying that the Super Bowl halftime show is the most watched musical event on television. The Super Bowl halftime show. The most watched musical event of the year is always the Super Bowl halftime show. So it can be a big deal. There have been some years I've been really kind of nonplussed. Certain years, like when Janet Jackson was there, it was even less enthusiastic than that. But then I enjoyed the Rolling Stones here a couple of years ago. I thought that was fun. And great halftime show. So we'd love to hear from you this morning. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Kello News Time is 7:25. We've got fair skies and one here at Kello. Now, one of the things that we all look forward to, I think, we see kind of the best of, marketing during the Super Bowl. No question about that. Some of the best ads, I think, that we'll see over the course of the year are going to be unveiled during the Super Bowl. And I wonder if you've had a favorite. If you had a favorite among ads that you would choose. And there have been a variety of them. Some of them that I remember that I didn't realize were unveiled during the Super Bowl going back years. Back to the old, remember the ad with Joe Namath and Farrah Fawcett for Noxzema? That goes back. That was unveiled during the Super Bowl. I mean, there have been a number of great ads. I've got to tell you, the one that just struck me as funny was the Bruno Mars. Yeah, thank you. Brownie says Bruno Mars is doing the halftime show this year at the Super Bowl. Bruno Mars, thank you, pal. One of the ads that really struck me as funny, and it was the first time you saw it. And then they did a series of ads, but it was for Snickers. And it was the one with Betty White. And she's out there and she's playing football with these guys. Do you remember that? I think we've got that one here for you. Let's roll this. This is the Betty White Snickers ad from a few years ago.
What is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Jamie. Oh, come here. Mommy. Use Snickers. Better?
Better.
Mike! I'm a bitch!
Oh.
That hurt.
Yeah.
You when you're hungry. Snickers satisfied.
And the end of that is hilarious because they show the quarterback getting tackled. And it's now the guy, it's Abe Vigoda. Betty White and Abe Vigoda, that ad, that absolutely cracked me up. I thought that was a hilarious ad. And then they the next year, they returned then with a series of those ads. But that first one was the best one because the nature of the surprise. You know, as subsequent ads came, and there's Snickers is still doing those, I think. You've got the one with Robin Williams, I think, that's still running here fairly recently. But once you clue into it, now you know what's going on. But that first time, the surprise of that, oh, the guy, oh, man, it's not Betty White. It's just, and then Abe Vigoda at the end of that spot. Well, I always love Abe Vigoda anyway. Is one of my favorite, not my all-time favorite. Roll my all-time favorite for you coming up. So we'd love to hear from you this morning, talking about Super Bowl 48 a little bit. What are you looking forward to most as you celebrate the Super Bowl coming up this year? What maybe are some of your favorite ads from Super Bowls past? Do you have any that come right to mind? I know Doritos has done some great ads over the years. Budweiser, as we mentioned, I think is every year has a great ad. Pepsi's had a number of great Super Bowl ads. What are your favorite? Monster.com, GoDaddy, these are some of the big ones that have had ads over the years. What are some of you? What was the Robert Goulet one with the nuts that time? You're going to have to find that. That one struck me as funny. .733, cloudy and one. Good morning and welcome to the Greg Belford Show. This portion is brought to you by Washington Crossing. Enjoy the benefits of independent living without the maintenance worries. WashingtonCrossingRC.com. Super Bowl 48 is coming up this weekend. We're asking you to call us with your plans. What do you look forward to most this Super Bowl Sunday? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. We're also talking about some of the best Super Bowl ads of all times. What are some of your favorite ads of previous Super Bowls, ones that you remember? 336-1320. Good morning, Greg. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg, how's it going today?
Doing well. Thanks so much,
yeah,
Greg.
You know, FedEx makes some good ads, and I think that they're, you know, the Budweiser ads with Clydesdales, you know, and stuff are, you know, kind of, you know, they're great ads, but FedEx, too, especially the one I remember is the two cavemen, and the one boss was chewing out his employee, and the employee was trying to explain that FedEx hadn't been invented yet.
Yeah, great stuff.
But I will throw this out to you. Ask the same question in 6 months, what people remember about this particular week, if they remember the Super Bowl, if they remember Jay Leno's last show.
Well, that's a great point. What do you think will be most on folks' memories?
I bet Jay Leno will almost be as comparable to Johnny Carson's last show.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
See, I've drifted away from the Tonight Show for years, and part of it is because of my schedule. My schedule is such I just really can't watch anymore. But
totally understandable.
But that's a great point. What are you looking forward to? You got as far as the game itself coming up this Sunday. Do you follow football that closely?
Yeah, I do, and I would kind of like to see Seattle win. Because, you know, there's a little bit of a Manning curse at, you know, that stadium. His brother can't win there.
Right,
know?
Right.
But I'd like to see it a close game because if it is a blowout one way or the other, then everybody will be leaving the game at, you know, by halftime or third quarter.
I'm with you. I want to see a good contest. You know, when I tune into the Super Bowl, most years we don't have a team actually in the game. You just want to see great football.
Yeah. And I know that they got some obstacles coming up, too, you know, with see how many people, you know, if the weather is as cold as they're claiming it's going to be or whatever, you know, just how full the stands are going to be, too.
Well, it sounds like the weather is going to be, they couldn't ask for a better forecast. 50 on game day, they're saying now. And temperatures, of course, falling into the afternoon. But they're thinking that actually, even by game time, it'll still be above freezing. So hopefully weather's not going to be too much of a factor. Greg, I'm glad you called. Thanks so much. 736-336-1320 is our phone number. 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Lindsay. You're on, Kello.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to hear from you. You looking forward to the Super Bowl?
I am, although I am a lifelong Chicago Bears fan, so I don't really have a stake in this game. And I think both quarterbacks are professionals, so I suppose I could be happy with either of them winning. I think the Broncos might win, but I'm just not sure yet.
Yeah, they're the favorite pick, but not that that means anything.
No, exactly.
Right. That's why we actually go to the trouble of playing the game.
Right. And I was going to say that my favorite, still to this day, my favorite Super Bowl commercial, and I honestly don't even remember what was advertised, which that's not good. I can't remember if it was Snickers or what, but this older guy is working all day, sweating in the sun, painting the end zone. And he finally gets done, and this guy walks by and goes, "That's great, Bob, but who are the chefs?" And he says, "Great googly moogly." And I remember as a kid just loving that.
That's great. Do you now, when you watch the game, do you pay attention to the particular attention to the ads or not?
Not. I mean, I love football, and I love it. It's probably one of my. It's probably my favorite spectator sport. So I do watch it for the game, but I do stick around for the commercials. I look forward to them as sort of the entertainment portion. Kind of breaks it up, but.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. I tune in for the game because, like you, but again, I want to see a great game of football. So if the game is going well and you're seeing some, you know, some great passing and catching and, you know, I'm all about that. But, yeah, I'll pay particular attention to the commercials because those are the things I think you're going to especially remember maybe the day after. Do you do anything special in terms of you get together with friends? Is it just a family affair?
Mostly just a family affair, although my mom's neighborhood, which is really close and tight-knit, they always have a Super Bowl, S-O-U-P, where, you know, it's kind of like a potluck. Everybody brings a crock pot full of soup and there's
sure.
other food and goodies and everybody just gets together in front of a large TV and hangs out and talks and watches the game.
See, that sounds fun. Sounds like a great time. Hey, Lindsay, thanks so much for calling. Have a great weekend.
You too, Greg. Thanks.
Yeah, you betcha. Thanks so much. 7:39. We're going to get to the Rush Limbaugh morning update. And we're talking about favorite ads. I've got it. This is for me, bar none, my favorite Super Bowl commercial ever. And it was a Budweiser ad. Here it goes.
Hello? Hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. So about you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up? What's up?
Yo, who's that?
Yo! Yo, pick up the phone. Hello?
What's that?
What's up? Yeah. Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie!
Yo.
What's up?
What's that?
Hold on. Hello?
To the Greg Belfried Show. Thanks for letting us start your weekend here. Portion brought to you by Washington Crossing. Enjoy the benefits of independent living without the maintenance worries. WashingtonCrossingRC.com. Super Bowl 48 is coming up this weekend. What are your plans? It's Friday, and Brownie and I were talking about Super Bowl and reminiscing about past Super Bowl ads and past Super Bowls. Talking about the food, wondering what you're looking forward to with this Super Bowl 48. Give us a call, 336-1320. What are your plans for the day? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. What are the things you most look forward to? Do you have a big event you have a big party? Or do you keep it small and a family affair? We'd love to get your thoughts. We've also, as I mentioned, we've also been talking about previous Super Bowl ads, some of the best, and asking you for your favorites. Compile a little list of favorite Super Bowl ads. This is one that ran a few years ago that I thought was funny.
Around 3 p.m., when your blood sugar and energy are low, some say Robert Goulet appears and messes with your stuff. Natural energy in just one handful of emerald nuts is enough to keep Robert Goulet away. Until tomorrow, anyway.
Robert Goulet is going through the office, pouring coffee on the keyboards, throwing papers all over the place. What are some of your favorite Super Bowl ads of previous years? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. There are those ads, I think, that have been touching that we remember. You know, you get some that are really touching, but it's the ones that are humorous, I think, that really, for me, are the most memorable. Budweiser has had, I think, from year to year, they mix it up, where they've got an ad one year that'll make you, and their ad this year is one that's going to make you go, oh. We've got it on our Facebook at Kello.com. Budweiser's released this year's ad already. So you can see it on Kello's Facebook. Get there through Kello.com. But then some of the Budweiser ads, like the WhatsApp that I played earlier, I think were just hilarious. Good morning, Forrest. You're on Kello. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great.
Now, do you have a horse in the race in this year's Super Bowl or not?
Not at all. I dislike both teams equally.
So now we were talking about commercials. What are some of your favorite Super Bowl ads?
One that I liked a lot and I thought was great, I haven't seen it in a few years, is one that McElhaney's Tabasco sauce did with the guy that was eating pizza, putting Tabasco sauce on it, and the mosquito was on his arm, and he kind of brushed it away. And you know which one I'm talking about.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, spontaneously, the mosquito burst into a fireball.
Right.
Out in the darkness. I thought that was great.
That was a great one. So what are your plans then for this year's game? Do you make a big deal of Super Bowl or not so much?
No, not so much. We have a young child. We went to a party a few years ago, and just hard to pay much attention to the game with that many people in a room, and plus chasing a child around. So, well, you keep it quiet.
I hear you, because you're right. If you really want to, and now it depends on the crowd. And thanks, Forrest, for the call. Have a great weekend. It does depend on the crowd, because I totally know what you mean. I've been to some Super Bowl where, boy, you better not interrupt the game. You better keep your mouth shut. You know, you better be paying attention to what's going on, or somebody's going to physically harm you. Do you know what I'm talking about? And then I've been to those where the game is like secondary to whatever else is going on. It's the game is just a reason to get together. You know, it's on, but nobody maybe is really paying. What's the score? Who the hell's even playing? You know, I don't even know who's playing. You know, so I've been from one extreme of party to the other. For me, obviously, I think for a lot of us, it depends who's playing. Some years I'm more excited than others. And if it's going to be a real contest, if it's going to be if you fear it's going to be a blowout, we've had some Super Bowls that were not all that entertaining. So we'd love to hear from you. We got a couple of seconds here left. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I do, I tune in primarily for the game, and if it's a great game, I'll stay engaged. Because as I've grown older, I really have developed an appreciation for the game of football, and I love watching the NFL. And when you're seeing great football, I love that stuff. When you see somebody who makes a catch and you go, how in the world could that, you know, how did they do that? Or they make some incredible jump and they twist in some way, and you watch that and you were like, I love those moments. And that's part of what I love about the game. I also love it's fast paced. Generally speaking, it's fast paced. So I love the pacing of the game. I love the athletics in the game. When you're really seeing a great game, that is, I enjoy that. Whether I have a team, a team I'm rooting for or not, and I'm really not coming this weekend, I'll root for the Broncos just as a favor to my pal Brownie here. But I really don't have a horse in the race. But I'm, you're just looking for a good contest. But I will pay attention to the ads. And I'm looking for those. Doritos, has been doing those fan-produced ads where people, they actually have Doritos fans that are producing their own ads now. Some of those, and I've seen some that were in the runoff for this year's Super Bowl, they are hilarious.